This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim to the Kollel Agra de Pirka Monday morning national shir. Hope everyone is having a great day. Parshas B'Shalach. Today's shir is sponsored by my dear friend Rabbi Ephraim Pinsauer. L'kavod his sefer, a wonderful sefer on a very important subject called Ein Oid Melavado. If you're on our WhatsApp groups, you'll see it, the shir comes along with a link to order the sefer. Or you could join our WhatsApp groups on our site, rabbidg.com. So we wish Rabbi Ephraim a lot of hatzlacha in all of his endeavors and in his arbatzas Torah, especially with this beautiful sefer, Ein Oid Melavadoi. Okay, good morning, everyone. Working hard to complete the English work on Purim, called The Concealed and the Revealed. There's still dedication opportunities if anybody would like to participate. It would bring the sefer to fruition. Okay, Parshas B'Shalach. We're going to speak about the most prominent part of the parsha, namely Kriyas Yamsuf. And as much as we're familiar with it, I would like to sort of pull away the veil and discuss some of the really hidden realms of Kriyas Yamsuf. Let us begin with the comments of the Zohar HaKadosh, cited by none other than the Chassam Sofer in the Drashas Chassam Sofer. The Shira opens, Vayar Yisrael HaSayar HaGadoyla Asher HaSa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. And Yisrael saw the great hand. Literally, the word Yisrael refers presumably it refers to Klal Yisrael. Vayar Yisrael HaSayar HaGadoyla. However, why then would the pasuk not say "Vayar b'nei Yisrael sayer agdayla"? Why does it say "Vayar Yisrael"? And therefore, the Zohar interprets it: "Vayar Yisrael, Yisrael saw." Who's Yisrael? Yisrael Saba, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is being shown. Yaakov Avinu sees Kriyas Yamsuf. That is the comment of the Zohar. "Vayar Yisrael, Yisrael Saba." Ask the Chassam Sofer, why does the Torah specify that Yaakov saw Kriyas Yamsuf more than any of the other Avos? After all, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Hey, Neged Avosam Asa Fele. In the presence of all forefathers, God did wonders. In other words, we know there's a concept that Hashem gathered the Avos to show the Avos the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf does it specifically say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yaakov Avinu? Question number one. Question number two. B'shalach Aziv Zimraska Vayhili Lishua. My strength and the praise of Hashem, and it was to me a salvation. Zekeli, we know whenever it says Ze, it refers to being Moira Be'etzba, that Klal Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Yamsuf and they pointed to him. Rashi says, Bechvoidoi Nigla Aleim, in God, all of his honor, in all of his majesty, he revealed to them, Vahiyamar Noise Be'etzba, they would point to him with their finger. What the maidservant saw at the sea, the prophets didn't see. So Rashi says that the maidservants had such a clarity of vision, had such a hasaga, had such a recognition and vision, even greater than who? Than the Neviim. Firstly, why are we focusing on the maidservants, the cleaning ladies? Why all of a sudden, here we are, we're at the pinnacle of Yetzias Mitzrayim and our attention turns to cleaning ladies. Now, cleaning ladies are very important. Any married person knows the importance of cleaning ladies. However, why do they become a center stage for Kriyas Yamsuf? Furthermore, even though Rashi says that the Shivcha saw what the Nevi'im didn't see, we're probably all familiar with the way Chazal seem to say over the other versions of these words of Chazal, namely, Ra Shivcha Alaya Mashaloi Ra Yechezkel Ben Buzi. You ever hear that? Well, what the Shivcha saw at the sea was even greater than Ezekiel, even greater than Yechezkel. Now, again, Rashi says, Mashaloi Ra Nevi'im. But in the Mechilta, it says, Ra Sashalaya Mashaloi Ra Yechezkel. So in the Mechilta, it specifically enumerates Yechezkel. Or if you look in the Balei HaToisvus, the Perush HaToyra, the Balei HaToisvus, it says, Kol echad ve'echad mehem hoyamare be'etzboi, and they said, Ze keli ve'anveyu, ra sa shivcha le'yam mashalai ra, Yechezkel. Why do we specify Yechezkel? Why don't we say, mashalai ra, Yeshaya, mashalai ra, Elisha? What's the emphasis on Yechezkel? So we have a few questions on the table. Number one, we want to know, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam Davka take Yaakov Avinu and show him Kriyas Yamsuf? Why not Yitzchak? Why not Avram? We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam showed all the Avos, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why Davka Vayar Yisrael? Number two, why are we focusing on the Shivcha? Rasa Shivcha, who cares what the Shivcha saw? Number three, why Yechezkel? Mashalai Ro Yechezkel Ben Buzi. Fine. Now we all know, and this is one of my favorite subjects, that we have three consecutive psukim in B'Shalach, and there's something unique about these three consecutive psukim. Each one of these three psukim has 72 oisiyos. Vayisa, vayavoy, vayet. They each begin with the letter Vav, and they each have something in common. Lo and behold, each one of these three psukim have 72 letters. And Rashi and Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei, Rashi says that the three consecutive psukim in Parshas B'Shalach that have 72 letters actually formulate the 72 different names of Hashem. Vayisa, Vayavoy, Vayet, it formulates 72 different names of Hashem. How? Rashi introduces the principle that we take the first letter of the first pasuk, Vav, the last letter of the second pasuk, Hey, the first letter of the third pasuk, Vav, that gets you Vahoy. You take the second letter of the first pasuk, Yud, the second to last letter of the second pasuk, Lamed, the second letter of the third pasuk, Yud, Yud, Lamed, Yud is another name of Hashem. You take the third letter, Samach, the third to last, Yud, the third, Tes, Sit, that's the third name of Hashem. And V'chahina, V'chahina, 72 different names of Hashem. The name of this formula, the Mekubalim call Yoysher, Hafuch, and Yoysher. Look at number 26. I have a sefer on the Hoshanos, it's called Oitzer, Mefarshe Hoshanos. The Mekubalim call this system Yoysher, Hepuch, V'Yoysher. And this, now, Rashi points out that on Sukkos, we specify two of these names, Ani V'Hoy. And there's a lot of discussion why we talk about, why we specifically refer to Ani and Hoy. The simple meaning is, you know, what in the world are we doing? Ani V'Hoy, Hoshiyana, who's Hoy? Who are you talking to? Hoy? Hoy, 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 what's, who is this? So, if you look on this chart over here, V'hoy is the first name of Hashem, as you have the Vav is the first letter of the first pasuk, He is the last letter of the second pasuk, Vav is the first letter of the last pasuk. Ani is the 37th name of Hashem. In other words, the 37th letter of the first pasuk, the 37th to last of the second, the 37th of the third is Yud. So these are the two main names of Hashem. If you remember, the Gra in the beginning of Shir Hashirim says that these are the two chief names of Hashem, because 72 you can make two groups out of, 1 to 36, 37 to 72. The leader of the first group is Ani. Actually, the leader of the first group is Vahoy. The leader of the second group is Ani. And why do we do it backward, Ani Vahoy? I believe the Tosfos Yom Tov says it's together, Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he's in the end and he's in the beginning. So we start with the Vahoy, which is, we start with Ani, which is the latter name, and then we go to Vahoy. So this is the great formula. From these three psukim of 72 letters each, we could create 72 different names of Hashem, by the way, and from them, Rashi says, emanates the Shem HaMefirash, the 72-letter name of Hashem. From these different 72 names emanate 72 different names, the 72-letter name of Hashem. Now, why would we make God's name out of using three different psukim? So the Rekeach teaches that if there's one thing, this is unbelievable. These three psukim, they have a total of 216 letters. There's one letter of the Hebrew alphabet that does not appear in these 216 letters. There's no gimel. There's no gimel in these three psukim. 216 letters, no gimel. Why? That indicates you need to be mishalesh, the three psukim, in order to get the name of Hashem. The absence of the gimel teaches you to be that there is a gimel here. What's the gimel? The gimel is triple the three psukim. Okay, now, Tosfos points out that there's another significant aspect of these names, Anivahai. Namely, there are two important Nevi'im, each one used these names, Ani and Vahai. Yechezkel Anovi used the name Va'ani, he said Va'ani b'toy chagoyla. And Yirmiyah used the name Vehu, he said Vehu Asur Bezikim. Now, let's try to look for a moment where Yechezkel used the name Va'ani. Look at number 42. We're jumping ahead a little bit. Vayehi b'shloishim shana barvi b'chamisha l'chodesh v'ani b'soy chagoyla al harnu kvar niftechu hashamayim v'erem arois elokim. I think this is the Haftar of Shavuos. So Yechezkel HaNavi says v'ani b'toy chagoyla. By the way, count these letters. There's 72 letters in the first pasuk in Yechezkel, and Yechezkel uses the word Va'ani. Let's hold on to that for a moment. Now, really what we want to get to, because we've spoken about this subject many times, but in today's shir, we're going to do something new. Why are we using the 72-letter name of Hashem before Kriyas Yamsuf? So let's just talk generally about the 72-letter name of Hashem, these three psukim. The Ramban says that we have a true Kabbalah, a Kabbalah shel emes. This is the Ramban's Hakdama to Chumash. That the entire Torah are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol HaTorah Kula, Shemoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, you know, we have the letters, but there are no Nekudas in the Sefer Torah, so the letters, Bereishis Bar Elohim, could be read, Bereish Yizbarun Elohim. In other words, we could combine and formulate various ways of putting together the Oisiyos. But the truth is, the entire Torah are Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Ramban, how do we know the entire Torah Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we take the three psukim in B'Shalach, which are Vayasa, Vayovoi, Vayet, and from there Rashi and Sukkah is revealed to us that from these 72 worded psukim, we could create 72 different names of Hashem. So just like these three psukim create 72 different names of Hashem, the entire Torah are 72 different names of Hashem. And by the way, each one of these names has a different tachlis and a different toyeles and a different koyach. The Ramban even says, this is why it's so important that a Sefer Torah is not missing a Yod or is not missing a Vav. You might ask, what difference does it make? An extra Yod, a missing Yod, it doesn't affect the meaning of the word. You're right, it doesn't affect the meaning of the word, but in terms of combining various Oisiyos and various Shemois, so then if you're missing a Yod or missing a Vav, it could affect the various names of Hashem. Then the Ramban says in his compilation called Torah Hashem Tamima that the Chasidei HaDorois knew how to use these words and letters, lahomis, ulahachayois, lintoish, velintoitz, ulahavid, velaharois, livnois, velintoya. These names have tremendous koyach, and the various chasidei ha'uma, chasidei Yisrael were aware of their power and how to use them and when to use them, and they are invested and infused and imbued with great kayach. So you'll say, this is beyond my pay grade. This is lamala mehasagosenu marv raboisai. That is true. But on the other hand, toyer hiv lomoidanu tsarach. As the Shari Oira, the great Rabbi Yosef Giktilia, the Shari Oira is one of the first, earliest, most basic Svarim of the secrets of the Torah. And this is a passage, I believe, the B'nai Yisachar quotes. So therefore, it's worthwhile for everybody to know. And that is, if somebody wants to attain what they need, they have to make efforts with all of their koyach to understand the meaning of each one of Hashem's name. What's Ekia? What's Havaya? What's Adnos? What's Kael? What's Eloika? What's Elokim? What's Shakai? Tzavakos? Each one of these names is a key for something in this world. And when you contemplate the name, you'll understand the whole Torah emanates from the various Shemais. And when you recognize these names, you'll recognize the godless of Hashem. You'll have Pachad, you'll have Yira, you'll have Kisufin, you'll have Eshtoikukos, you'll be Misaveh to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll be close to Him, and then your tefillos will be accepted. The B'nai Yisachar emphasizes this. B'nai Yisachar says, why is it we daven and our tefillos are not accepted? He says, because we don't understand the depth of the meaning of the particular names of Hashem. However, Hashem says, Asagiveyu ki yadashimi. I will elevate you if you understand my name. If you're yadashimi, yikra'eni ve'enehu. If you're yadashimi, you will call out to me and I will answer you. Hashem doesn't say, I will elevate you because you say my name. We all say God's name, but do we understand and recognize and appreciate the particular meaning of Hashem's name? So I want to share with you a few ideas about 72, and then we're going to come on to the Shira, and I think we're going to see some very profound and beautiful ideas. Okay, we have the Shlach HaKadosh, the Shlach HaKadosh in Bamidbar. The Shlach HaKadosh says, the 72 letter name of Hashem really comes straight from the Shem Havaya in three different ways. I tell you the truth, Rabbi Yisai, I could understand two of them. The third one, I don't know. I don't know what he means. Number one is very simple. Shem Havaya, spell Yud Kei Vav Kei B'miluai. The Shlach says that from Yud Kei Vav Kei, you could get 72 in three ways. One is called Panim, one is called Achar, and one is called Tseraf. Panim is very simple. Here, look where my arrow is. If you spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei, B'miloy Yudin, that's Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, that's 20. He is spelled He Yud, another 15. Vav is spelled Vav Yud Vav, is 22. He is spelled He Yud, that's 72. Right there. Right there. If you spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei B'miloy Yudin, right? We know there are four ways to spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. You could spell it Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, Hey Hey. There are different ways to spell it. If you spell it B'miloy Yudin, Yud Vav Dalet, followed by Hey Yud, followed by Vav Yud, Vav, Vav, Kei Yud, you get 72. Here's the next way to do it. This is what I call the Na Na Nachman system of Gematria. You ever see the bumper stickers? Na Na Na. You know what that is? I have no idea what that is. But the way they do it is they do the Nun Ches, Nun Ches Mem. By the way, this is a real system. The Mizrahi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah, Ba'er Hitev, Rashi says 70 languages. The Mizrahi wants to know, how does Rashi know 70 languages? The word Hitev, if you take Hey plus Hey Yud plus Hey Yud Tes plus Hey Yud Tes Vez equals 70. So take the Yud plus Yud K plus Yud K Vav plus Yud K Vav K. Right? In other words, 10 plus 15 plus 21, plus 26, 72. So that's another way you get 72. The third way you get 72 is Roshum bi'arba degolem besoid hatsiraf. Okay, that's above our even this pay grade. So the 72 letter names of Hashem emanates from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, here's where we get to Tachlis. Why are these three psukim that allude to the 72 different names of Hashem, why are they alluded to? Why are they brought in the introduction and the Hakdama to Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Chizkuni, Reb Chizkiyahu Chizkuni, he tells us that they were the names needed to split the Yamsuf. They are specifically associated with water. That is why on Sukkot, when we're mispalo for rain, we also try to invoke the 72 letter names of Hashem. That's why on Sukkot, we're mispalo for Mayim, we say Ani Vahoy Hoshiyana. Ani is the 37th name, Vahoy is the first name. The same way that the 72 letter name of Hashem is associated with Mayim by Kriyas Yamsuf, that is why we say it on Hoshana Rabbah, Ani Vahoy Hoshiyana. So the Chizkuni is teaching us that the Yamsuf was specifically split with the names Vayasa, Vayavoy, Vayet. That is how Moses split the Red Sea with these three psukim. Comes Rabbeinu Bechai, here's where the gifts begin to fall. Comes Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Chayisara. If the 72 letter name is the name which has dominion over Mayim, so then when Rivka Yimeinu came to draw water for Eliezer, the pasuk says Vatered Ha'aina Vatemale. It doesn't say Vatishav. Says Rabbi Mechaye. From here we see the water came up to greet her, and this will be a simin levanecha. Ah. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, if you look carefully, that means she's miraculously having dominion over water. The way to have dominion over water is with the 72 letter name of Hashem. Take a look at the Rashi Tevois. Vatered ha'ayna vatimale is vav hey vav. What does that indicate? Vahoy. That is how she was able to bring up the water. Meaning, the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu had dominion over the Yamsuf with the 72 different names of Hashem, and that is the name that we invoke on Sukkot, this, in fact, is the way that Rivka Imenu was able to have Shlita over the Mayim, namely, she's able to have Shlita over the water because she invoked and she mentioned this 72 letter name. So get ready for this chiddush. That means who was the first individual who experienced the power of the 72 letter name of Hashem? Who's watching Rivka do this? Eliezer and Eved. I would say that's Masei Avos Simin Labanim. If the Eved Eliezer, if even an Eved had his galus of the 72 letter name of Hashem, that's Masei Avos Simin Labanim, that his descendants, the Shifcha Alayam, will also see the godless of the 72 letter name of Hashem. Because who's the first person to behold the 72 letter name of Hashem? Eliezer, Vateret Ha'ayna Vatamale. So Masei Avos Simin Labanim, the Shifcha Alayam saw it. Okay, now, so we said, and perhaps, Rabbi Isai, this gives us an insight in Kasha Zivugai Shal Adon Kekriyas Yamsuf, because the Zivug of Yitzchak and Rivka required the same 72-letter name that Kriyas Yamsuf required. It was the same difficulty. That's maybe a deeper meaning of Kasha Zivugai Shal Adon Kekriyas Yamsuf. Fine. Now, there are many Ramazim, there are many hints to the idea that the 72-letter name was needed to split the sea. The Baal HaTurim says, Uvika'ehu, it could be read, Baka Vahoy. Baka Vahoy, that with the name Vahoy, the Yamsuf was split. Or, the Shlosh says, Vayasa, Vayovay, Vayet, which is the 72 different names, a total of 216. 216 is Gematria Aryeh, the lion. That's how the Yamsuf was split. where the Maral says it is a Dover Makubal that with the name of 72 Moshe split the Yam. In fact, the Gra says, you take the first letter of Boikeya and the last letter of Boikeya, you get 72. That's also a remez to 72. The Baal HaLashem also says, Kriyas Yamsuf is through the Shem 72. Now, Moreover Rabbosai, if I may share with you, the formula that we've been dealing with so far is the formula of Yoishar, Hafuch, and Yoishar. Forward, backward, and forward. Maharam Chalava, in the Sefer Imre Shefer, he says there's another way to utilize these three psukim, each one of 72 letters, and that is through a very simple formula of Yoishar, Yoishar, Yoishar. And I have the chart over here. So Yoishar, Yoishar, Vayasa, Vayovoy, Vayet would be Vav, Vav, Vav is the first name. And Vayasa, Vayovoy, the second letter is Yud, Yud, Yud. The third letter is Samach, Bez, Tes. By the way, I'll tell you a little secret. The second parsha of Shema has 72 letters. Each one of the 72 words. Each one of the 72 words corresponds to one of Hashem's 72 names in the formula Yoishar, Hafuch, and Yoishar. It's really 122 words. It's 72 and then Nun. The third parsha of Shema has exactly 72 words. They correspond to the 72 different names in the formula Yoishar, Yoishar, Yoishar. So you should know there are two different formulas. There are 72 names with the formula forward, backward, forward, and there are 72 names with the formula forward, forward, forward. Now, you know, I'll give you a little secret. In the formula Yoishar, Hafuch, Yoishar, the 50th name is Dalet Nun Yud. I always wondered why my parents called me that. That three-letter name is the 50th name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I recently, the Shvilei Pinchas was in town, so I asked him, what's the significance to that? I said, did you know it's my name? He said, all right, I guess it's something. Anyway, back to Maharam Chalava. He says something very interesting. He says, we're going to be dealing in this year with the formula Yoishar Hafuch and Yoishar. I'm coming back to Kriyas Yamsuf in a moment. He says that each one of these 72 names has a specific power. Some of them allow your tefillah to be answered. Some of them, let's see, I want to show you inside. He says, look, Hakol Yoidim. That these three names have 72 different letters. Some do it forward, some do it backward. And he says, that the pasuk in Yechezkel, Vayihi b'shloishim shana, the first pasuk in Yechezkel has 72 letters, and it indicates that the name Ani is b'soich hagoyla. Each one of these names, here's what I want to show you. Some one of these names helps to have your tefillos answered. Some of these names help for shmira. Some of them engender ahava. Some of them bring back the Jewish people out of exile. Therefore we say, Ani v'hoi hoshia na. Ani is the name of Ahava. That's why Hillel Hazaken, who lived at the time that Beis Hamikdash was standing, he didn't have to invoke v'hoi. Because v'hoi is the name needed to ingather the Jewish people from exile. But he didn't live in exile. He lived when the Beis Hamikdash stood. So he only had to say the name v'ani, v'imani kana kolkan, because he was at a time of great Ahava. On the other hand, in the times of Yechezkel, it was Va'ani b'toich ha'goyla. The word Va'ani was sort of exiled, was chained up. So each name has a particular kayach. Now, Marav Rabbeisai, this is the main subject of the shir. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu split the Yam Suf with the 72 different names, specifically backward? Yosher Hafach Yosher. What kind of formula is that? Yosher Hafach Yosher. I mean, where's that? Who came up with that? Why would you not do Yosher, Yosher, Yosher? So this is a question of the Roikeach. And the Roikeach says, Dvarim Ha'im Din Barumai Shalaylam. He asks this question, Lama Hepachom Tsai. And he says very mysterious words. He says, Aritu a little bit, Ela Kishetach Shoif, Achar Havayas Hashem, Kama Ribuais, Haya Koidem Koyetse, Mehai Hirhar Mehai. Here, Hoyrach v'tachshav. I will allow you to contemplate that this evening, tomorrow, the day after, and you could continue to contemplate these five lines probably for the rest of your life. If you ever make heads or tails, I am all ears. Kavod Hashem haster davar. However, the Zohar HaKadosh amazingly gives us some insight into this formula of Yosher Hafach Yosher, and although again this is going to be Dvarim Ha'im Din Barumai Shalaylam, I believe that we can explain it at least on Lefi HaSagaseinu. Basically, the Zohar HaKadosh reveals to us in this week's Parsha that the formula of Yosher is Midas HaChesed. When the letters go in order, that's Midas HaChesed, that's Yosher. The second pasuk, which we read backward, is Midas Hadin, Midas Hagvura. And the third pasuk is somehow to connect Midas HaChesed and Midas Hagvura together and combine the two. That's the first thing you need to know. That pasuk Aleph, Vayasa, we read forward because that's Midas HaChesed. Vayet, we read backward, that's Midas Hadin, Midas Hagvura. Vayavoy, we combine the two. That's the first Zayar. Here's another Zayar you need to know. The Zayar in Bahalo Yischa. Namely, the Zayar says that the first Pasuk, which we said is Midas Harachamim, is Avraham Avinu, is Keneged Avraham, Midas HaChesed. The second Pasuk, which we said is Din, is Yitzchak. By the way, let's look back at the second Pasuk. The first Pasuk is Kulay Rachamim, the Malach of Hashem that went before the Machane Yisrael, went behind them, and it protected the Jewish people. But the second pasuk, Vayavoy bein machneim zamenadai, Vayonon v'achoyshech. It was cloudy, it was dark, it was confused. That's Midas Hadin. And the third pasuk split the sea. So pasuk Aleph is Avraham Avinu Chesed. Pasuk Beis is Yitzchak Avinu Din. Pasuk Gimel is Yaakov Avinu Tiferes, the confluence, the combination, the fusion of Chesed and Din. Says the Zohar, the Yam Suf was split with the third Pasuk. I would humbly suggest, if that's the case, now we understand why of all the Avos HaKadoshim, Vayar Yisrael Asayar HaGdoyla, why did God call Yaakov Avinu specifically to the Yam Suf? The answer is because Avram Avinu was needed for Pasuk 1. Yitzchak was needed for Pasuk 2, but neither of those Midos were able to split the Yam. But we needed someone to combine the two, to bring Chesed to Klal Yisrael, Din to the Mitzriim. You know, if you bring only Avraham, everyone's going to be saved. If you bring only Yitzchak, everyone's in hot water. Through Yaakov Avinu, there's the confluence of Chesed and Din. Or we could say that Yaakov Avinu was able to show, as we're going to see in a moment, that the punishment of the Mitzriim, the Din, was Chesed to the world. And that is why God specifically summoned Yaakov Avinu to split the Yam, because it was in his chus that we have the third pasuk of 72 letters, and that is ultimately the Zohar says what split the Yam suf. The Ruach Kadim, look at these words, Mai beruach Kadim Aza, that's the Ruach of Yaakov. Vayibaku Amayim, is there any doubt then why Vayar Yisrael, Yisrael Saba, why Hashem summoned Davka Yaakov Avinu? Pasuk 1, Chesed is Avram. Pasuk 2, Din is Yitzchak. Pasuk 3 is Yaakov Avinu. Now, let's point out another thing that occurred at the Yam. It says, Yiminecha Hashem Nedari Bakoyach, Yiminecha Hashem Teratzoyev. Two right hands? I know people have two left hands, but two right hands. Rashi says, when Klal Yisrael do Ritzayne Shalmakoyim, the left becomes the right. What does it mean the left becomes the right? Midas Hadin becomes Midas Harachamim. That's exactly what happened at the Yam Suf. Pasuk 1, which is Rachamim, combines with Pasuk 2, which is Din, and it takes the right hand and the left hand and it makes both hands Rachamim. That's the process of Kriyas Yam Suf, that Avraham and Yitzchak come together, and through the confluence of the two, Yaakov Avinu, Tiferes, the Yam split. By the way, we have many sources that this is this idea that the two hands of Hashem became right hands. By the way, the Mechilta says the opposite even. The opposite way of looking at it. That when Klal Yisrael doesn't do the will of Hashem, both hands of Hashem become left hands. Like it says in Eicha, Heishiv achar yamino, he withdrew his right hand. So when we do the will of God, God has two right hands, Chesed. When we don't do the will of Hashem, He has two left hands. The Sefer Seder Hayom of Rav Moshe Mas, Talmud of the Arizal, he says, again, in V'Hayom Shamaya, there's 72 words plus 50. The 72 letter name of Hashem is to incorporate Chesed on the right with Din on the left. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver also says this idea, that the 72 letter name of Hashem that was mentioned in Kriyas Yam Suf was to be Koilel Chesed with Din, that even Midas HaChesed should be maskim, should agree, should consent, that the Egyptian should face Midas HaDin. That's why it says, Yimincha Hashem Nadari Bakach, Yimincha Hashem Teratzayev. Through combining Chesed and Din, even Midas HaDin consents that the Mitzrayim should be punished. And by the way, Rabbeinu Bechaye says the same thing, that the 72 letter name of Hashem indicates that the first one is Chesed, the second one is Gevura, the third one is Tiferes. That is the process of Kriyas Yam Suf. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, how did Moshe split the Yam? With his stick! What did it say on the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu? Here we have the Reikeach. On the Reikeach, tells us, on the stick, you had the three Psukim, each of 72 letters, 72 letters, 72 letters. So here, that's the purpose, that's the method, that's the procedure with which Moshe split the Yam Suf. Namely, the recitation of these three Psukim that have 72 letters each. Furthermore, he split the Yam Suf through the stick, that on the stick it has 72, 72, 72. Ayoim v'noira. This was the purpose, this was the method of Kriyas Yam Suf. Pasuk Aleph is invoking the Koyach of Chesed Avraham. Pasuk Beis is the Koyach of Yitzchak. However, it's the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu that's able to combine the two and make both hands of Hashem right hands. That's what split the Yam. That is perhaps, we are suggesting, why Hashem specifically summoned Yaakov Avinu. Marv Raboisai, let's take it one more step. Why do we say that the Shivcha saw on the Yam what Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see? B'dechilu Rechima, with great trepidation, we could say as follows. What exactly did Klal Yisrael and the Shivcha see on the Yam? And what did Yechezkel see that they didn't? What was lacking in the vision of Yechezkel? We know that Yechezkel, in the opening pasuk of Yechezkel, he also said a pasuk of 72 letters. But he only was able to see one name of Hashem, Va'ani. Va'ani b'soich ha'goyla. The shame Ani is learnt out from Yechezkel. We could say that Yechezkel did not have privilege to both Ani and Vahoy. Two ways to say it. Either he's only invoking Va'ani, but he doesn't see Vahoy. He doesn't have access to Vahoy. Or his access to Va'ani is limited. As we said, the word Va'ani is Hashem's name of Ahava, of when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and his Shem Ani was B'tzoy Chagoyla. The bottom line is, Yechezkel, although he's trying to tap into the 72 letters, as we see, the introduction of his Sefer is the pasuk of 72 letters, like Maram Chalva says, nevertheless, there's some area that's not in completion, namely, he's only seeing Va'ani. But what did the Shivcha see on the Yam? The Shivcha on the Yam said, Zekeli ve'anvehu. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, what is the word va'anvehu? Va'anvehu is a compound word. Ani v'hoi! Ani v'hoi! Rabbeinu Bechaye says. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Davarach va'anvehu, ani v'hu! So simply means, I will be like him, I will be like the Ribbono Shel Olam, I will emulate his ways. Ani v'hu! I will emulate him. Both names of Hashem. So even though Yechezkel, who tried to tap into the 72 letter names of Hashem, he only sees Va'ani b'soy chagoyla. But the Shivcha stands at the Yam, and the Shivcha's Moira be'etzba, and she says, Zekeli ve'an ve'hu. I get not only the name Ani, but I get the name Vahoy as well. Ayam v'noira. Ra Shivcha alayam mashaloi ra Yechezkel ben Buzi. The Shivcha had privilege to both headings of the 72 letter name of Hashem. However, the Yechezkel ben Buzi, although he had great revelation and he tried to access the 72 letter name of Hashem, nevertheless, his vision was limited to a degree of Va'ani, but not Vahai. So perhaps this is Oymek Dibri Chazal on a small Oymek of Ra Sar Shivcha Layam Mashaloi Ra Yechezkel Ben Buzi. If anybody wants, this Wednesday night, we're going to uncover a dimension of these 72 names that we never spoke about in the past. It's Mamish Oyoim Venoira. So you could join us at 8:30 Wednesday night or 10:35 Wednesday morning. Ephraim, thank you for the advertisement over there. Right behind Ephraim, we have this very nice sefer called The Light and the Splendor, which part of it is on the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat, which is coming up in a week. And if anybody wants to read about Tu B'Shvat, you could get a hold of the sefer The Light and the Splendor. Shkoyach, Ephraim. Okay. If anybody wants to read today's shir, it's the second to last maimer in the sefer on Pesach. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Baruch to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rabbi, do we know, is there anywhere in the last 300, 400, 500 years that any of the Gedolim were able to invoke the 72 letter name to perform some kind of benefit for Klal Yisrael?
Look, there are definitely records of Gedolim who used some kind of what's called Kabbalah Masis. That's not within our ability to do today. I don't think we're not on the level to do that. But they definitely, many Gedolim performed wonders. The exact process, I don't have access to.
Okay, great.
Okay. Kol Tov. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.